Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
EQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. EQ 3, intruder alert.
Yes, I do have the best doorman ever right here in the genie bottle. That is Madame Perry's Salon. Good evening. Welcome once again to Madame Perry's Salon, the podcast that loves you. I am your host, cruise director, and spiritual advisor, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jennifer or JP or Jen. That's just fine. Hey, listen, I want to say, first of all, thank you so much. Everybody that listens, everybody that sends messages and comments, downloads, subscribes, follows, you bring so much joy to my life. You can't hardly imagine. And because so many of you follow and download and share and tell your friends about this and share my tweets and my social media, you certainly, for one thing, make me really enjoy checking my stats every day, see how many people have listened or downloaded episodes, and the numbers get good. And it just makes me wonder if I deserve you, but I know I got to keep working to deserve you. Now, I just want to say, too, coming up soon, see, we had a lot of fun. We got more fun coming. You know, last week we had a drummer, Chrissy Rass, and she's fantastic. She's out in L.A. She's done a lot of work with Disney and so forth, Kid and Play, a lot of other musicians. She's a drummer, but she plays with a lot of groups out there, all-girl groups. They do a lot of corporate work. One group they have is called Femme Halen. It's all women, all Van Halen, and they are dynamite. And then the Go-Go's, Totally Go-Go's, and which is Go-Go's. And also, they're going to come back, though. Chrissy's coming back with the entire band. Also, our friend Athena Bass, another chick drummer, she plays the band Femme Fatale, and she just got back from Europe. They're going on the Monster Cruise, Monster Metal Cruise, I believe it is. And so they'll be back on, too. So remember, Athena Bass, heck of a drummer, gorgeous lady. She was on the TV show Ex-Wives of Rock, and you might know her. She's a little as the little sister of Tommy Lee, but she's a lot of fun, and we'll have her back. And coming up soon, tomorrow night, I've got Rod Pyle, and he's an expert, all things NASA, JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratories. Last Monday night, I went to one of my favorite events. It's the annual dinner meeting party for, it's several groups that throw it, like the Audio Engineering Society, Society of Space and Satellite Professionals, and so forth. And couldn't wait to tell them that I got a NASA guy coming on the show again. And that's tomorrow night, and that's Rod Pyle, but though it's his first time here. Coming up the next week, August McLaughlin, she owns... she has a new book out called Girl Boner, and she has a podcast with the same name, Girl Boner. August is fantastic, and you're going to enjoy her. Then also the next night, the 18th, Brett Wright, suspense author. And he was on a show I had not earlier in the year, about along with Art Harris, who you may know from CNN, Headline News, and the Nancy Grace Show, and a good friend of mine here in Atlanta. And we were talking about gun violence. And is there an answer? And, of course, that was really a very popular show. And then after that will be Dr. Dravon James, and she's going to teach you all about how to handle family stress at the holidays. So I tell you, I love you. I'm trying to bring you everything that you could want for entertainment, information. I'm here to serve. And tonight... it's night. I've been waiting for this guy. really get to meet so many people that I enjoy, from whom I learn, and who tend to fascinate me over and over again. And tonight is another one of those exceptional nights. I am so happy to have this guy on the show tonight. He's called the aha guy by some people. He's called a genius by a lot of people, and just plain brilliant. His name, well, let me tell you what he does. He's going to make it easy for you to be empowered as a thought leader. Share your genius. Yes, you know, you may not say it right now, but you know sometimes when you're watching other people, you're reading something, you're seeing something, you go, you know, I know how to solve that problem. I know what to do. If I were right there, I would know how to handle it. If people would listen to me, I could tell them what to do. But how do you get that information to people? Guy's going to help you. He's created 20 businesses in Silicon Valley, including 4 publishing companies that have published over 800 books. He's a TEDx speaker and internationally best-selling author with 61 business books. Heck, by the time I read this, there's probably more. So let me bring on in here into the genie bottle. I've got him a nice cushion to sit on. Mr. Mitchell Levy, come on in, Madam Perry Salon. I'm delighted to have you here.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me. For having me back.
It's an absolute joy. It really is. You know, I don't know if I told you before. I guess I did since you were here. You know, one of my first guests that was on the show went back and told people, I've been to Madam Perry's salon. It's like the inside of Jeannie's bottle. So many guests will come in and go, oh, it is Moroccan, or, oh, you know, I've met Barbara Eden. And I go, okay, just get comfy. All I want to know is that you're comfortable in here. And we can't wait to hear all the great stuff that you've got to tell us. And
cool.
So I only gave a small introduction, Mitchell, because you've got so much going on. I could spend the whole time talking about you, but I'd rather you come in and tell us what you've got to share with us.
You did really good. I don't know who calls me genius, but thank you. That was very kind of you. I think about the world differently than many other people. And I just look at reality and I look at where we are and I see where things are happening. And what's nice is I've always been able to see trends ahead of time. And what's particularly nice is I actually have a platform and an approach and a strategy and implementation that's actually taking advantage of that. Last year, if we talked, and we talked, I think it was October of last year,
mm-hmm.
I was talking about how easy it is for somebody to write a book. And it still really is easy for somebody to write a book. This year, though, and 2018 was a significant transformation for me, because what I'll say is I was serving the wrong audience between 2005 and 2017. That's a really bold statement to make, isn't it?
And I'd say.
The audience I was serving, now remember, I focus on creating books for business people, right? So for those people who are writing fiction books, those people who are writing autobiographies, those people who are writing cookbooks, that's not the audience I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you're in business today and you want to establish yourself as the expert who can solve your clients and more people's problems, then the best vehicle you can use is a book, and the worst thing you could do is sit down and write it yourself. So that's my go-to-market strategy. So here's what I'll say, and then we'll dial it back, okay? In today's world, you know, people always say this, at the end of your life, you always say to yourself, no matter how much money you have, you always say to yourself, I wish I had more time. I actually am selling time. So for our price point to do a book with us, and about 10 hours of your time, I'm going to save you 310 hours. And somewhere between 3 to 4 months down the road, you're going to be an Amazon best-selling author with a paperback, PDF, Kindle, a AHA book, an audio version of your book, hundreds of copies of the paperback and hardcover, and like I said, Amazon best-selling author, and you'll have that'll happen with you spending about 10 hours of time. it's the audience I'm serving is the audience that recognizes that, yes, having a book is great. And by the way, the most important thing I can do as a business person is sales and marketing. So anytime you spend writing a book is time you're not spending selling and marketing yourself.
Oh, yeah. You got me there.
I know it's hard, right? It's hard to hear that. Having written, it's by the way, it's now 62 books. It's hard to hear that because unless the actual act of writing is a cathartic exercise, you know, something you need to do,
mm-hmm.
or unless it's something that some people write when they're strategists, they write because it helps them formulate their theories and opinions for the next year. So those are good reasons to write. Otherwise, I'm going to kind of say to you, you are not serving, even if you love writing, you are not serving yourself appropriately. Unless you're writing, so if you're writing blog posts and you're writing on Thrive Global or any one of a number of social media platforms and those, that writing is bringing you engagement, that engagement is bringing you business, then it makes sense. Otherwise, your job is to be talking to prospects. I mean, the CEO of a company, until you get to about 150 million, you're the chief rainmaker for the company. So anytime you spend not rainmaking, i.e. having fun writing a book, is time that you should be spending rainmaking.
I'm grasping. You're talking about it. Have you? It's like you've got a drone over me, and I'm probably thousands of others watching this. Because I think about, I'm an entertainment publicist, and I share things, and people always have their friends. Oh, you need to ask her about this or tell her what to do. And when I try to write a book, I wrote one book, small, but I keep thinking I've got more to say, and I want to be able to help people because I feel. I feel so sorry. I know you're going to understand me. I feel so sorry when I see people who work so hard to create a work, create a book, or create music or a film or something, and they've put everything into it. They've done the best they can, and then they just kind of watch it just sort of like slip beneath the waves without a murmur. It's gone.
Unfortunately, I know. I'm with you. It hurts. It hurts my heart to hear that. So, and what I used to say, so when I was still, even 2017, when I was on the air, I'd go as far as to say, by the way, I know you're writing a book, but please note that 90% of the effort of your book success, or 90% of the effort that needs to be placed on your play success or your screenplays event, is going to happen after you're done writing. Now, people would shake their head. My clients would shake their head, but In their heart of hearts, they'd say, oh, my stuff is so much better than anyone else's in the world. As soon as I publish it, I'm going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And so
what I do now is just different. So what I want to do, I'll share you what I do in the process, right? And then it's not to sell me. It's just to show how simple it is. And then you asked me how I was doing. I'm sitting here very excited because when somebody asked me today, one of my authors, we had a call right before this, and he said, Mitchell, how are you doing? And I go, By the way, I never have a pat answer to that. You know, everyone has a pat answer, doing mm-hmm. great or whatever, right? So I thought about it. I go, well, I'm spectacular. So he goes, why? And the answer is, I found my audience. And B, I got to do this quarter something that I just love doing. And mm-hmm. that is, now that I've found my audience, I also found it very easy to find partners who are going after the same audience. So now that I found my audience, 2018 has been relatively easy for me from a business perspective, because it is very easy for me to close authors in terms of how I talk and what we deliver. Because we deliver at a 1/5 to 1/10 of the price of what other people do. We deliver a Amazon best-selling book that we ghostwrite for you. It's like, oh my God, that's quick and easy.
Whoa.
Now that I do that, the interesting part is going after partners, because when I think about the clients that I have, and typically when we write a book for a client, I have a term I call CPOP. It's customer point of pain. So when we're writing a book for a client, what I care about is who is your customer and what is their pain point, right? And so what's your CPOP? And so when I do the interview for the book, it's like, what is your CPOP, right? And because in talking to people, and what you need to do is prove you're an expert at what you do. And if you trust me, if you're talking to me for 2 hours, I'm going to pull out 140 aha messages. I'm going to pull out your genius on how you solve your customers' issues. And then I'm going to pass it along to graduates from the AHA writing school, and then we'll write the manuscript for you. And once you approve the manuscript, we'll then lay it out in book format, and you'll give us ideas for the cover. And once you approve the book, then we'll run the Amazon campaign. It's kind of that easy. So what I've been doing this last quarter is going after my partners. And let me tell you, how do I identify partners? Well,
yeah.
When I think about my clients, so this is me being realistic. My client's CPOP, their customer point of pain, is not that they want a book, right? That's really hard for a publisher to say, right? But my clients, their real CPOP, they want more business. And somewhere in their notion, somewhere in their life, somebody said to them, man, you need to have a book. And they go, yes, let's write a book. And that's when they come to me, right? They got a notion in their mind that a book will work. But ultimately, what they really want is more clients. So, by the way, just so you know, it's kind of like if you happen to make the best chili in the world and you serve it for dinner with people that are over for dinner, and somebody said, man, your chili is so amazing, you should open a restaurant. Well, do you actually go out and open a restaurant right away? And the answer is no. And somebody says, your life story is great, you should write a book, because Oprah will eventually pick it up and sell it as a movie. Do you actually write the book? Well, some people do, and the answer is write the book that will attract the type of people who want to do business with you. That's what we do. Your CPOP, write a book that deals with your customer point of pain. So the partners I've been going with are the people who, now that I've got this turnkey solution, right? Literally, we are 2 to 4 months. You've got an Amazon best-selling book. It's color on the inside. It speaks to the way that people want to communicate. So 140 bite-sized quotes. I'll read you a couple aha messages in a moment so you can see what they feel like.
Okay.
It speaks to that. And then the interesting part is it's so easy. Now when I talk to, so my partners I've been talking to, people who use LinkedIn to build engagement and close calendar appointments, or people who use Facebook to, once again, grab engagement and do calendar appointments, or marketing agencies, whether or not they're the ones that just do PR or the ones that actually get influencers to actually interact with you. Speaking to a firm that does masterminds, they teach the person how to run a mastermind, and then he has a software product that helps engagement. I think what I'm going to end up doing next year is going to market with 12 partners. And because when you listen to me, I don't, the BS meter doesn't, if somebody says to me, hey, what do you think of this? Like, for instance, what does it mean to have an Amazon campaign and be an Amazon best-selling author? My response is it means absolutely nothing, but it sounds really good. Right. So here's the thing. I kind of just be straightforward. So if I say to you right now, I'm working with a guy who's helping me with engagement on different social media platforms. And so my calendar is full with people I talk to that I've talked to through social media and set up the calendar appointment. And then I do a video chat so people get to see me, and having somebody else do that, because I have to think about what is the best use of my time. Mm-hmm. Goes back to somebody wanting to write their own book. So next year, what I can imagine doing is when I talk to people who are successful, here's the thing, you have to talk to people who are successful because they understand the equation of time versus money. And so you could always do something yourself and try to set up yourself and hopefully do it for less money or less expense. But at the end of the day, what you have to think about when you're in business, how do I close the most business possible while still providing a very cool and efficient customer experience? That's really what we're in business for.
Yes,
so anything that you could outsource to somebody else and you know you can get results, you should. So now that's why. So for me, it's been 2018 has been proven that we can do a done for you book writing service. And towards the end of the year, it's kind of like I'm setting up 2019 with people I can go to market with. So potentially, and this is really stretching it, right? So I don't, but imagine replacing part of your marketing team with a done for you service that does engagement, sets up podcasts, sets up calendar appointments, writes your books for you, and all of a sudden your calendar is full of people who could be prospects. And by the way, I am talking with a couple of people who could actually close for you as well, right? So so we could, but I don't think that's a 2019 thing, but technically I could replace the marketing department or my team. And, oh, here's the other thing I'm doing. I don't think I want to make it a white-labeled service where it looks like me and my team are doing everything. I want people to be seen for the expertise they have. So if you want to use one of my partners for a piece of your business, then you should, and that you should know who they are.
Mm.
So I probably brought up about 30 things. What do you want to talk about next?
So we got, oh gosh, I'm, you know, you've got me there. So we were going that you have some of these comments that I have gotten from AHA that are, or these are statements that 80% of the content you share as a thought leader should be someone else's. What is that about?
So we live in a world today where I want to bring in the concept of servant leadership. Some people have heard of that. And many people have it. It's kind of how like your mom and your grandma brought you up, and that is doing to others before, you know, doing to others like you'd like them to do to you. Help serve other people, be more effective first. And so the old concept of a thought leader was a person who stood on top of the mountain, and when that person spoke, their flock said, "How high?" And it was unequivocal that this person would be the thought leader and everyone would follow them. And that's just not how it works today. And so how it works today, with all the information coming to us, with all the streams of stuff, there are times where you just don't even have a clue on what's right, what's wrong, where to focus, what to do. So what we're kind of looking for is whether you call it an influencer or not, we're looking for the type of people who could curate the appropriate set of content for us, right? So a couple examples. If you're going to a doctor, by definition, you want the doctor to have learned everything humanly possible so that when they give you a diagnosis, you're feeling like it's the best diagnosis and as close to possible, if not exactly what your issue is, right? So let's say it's a doctor of accounting, right? You want to make sure you're the most efficient on how you do your accounting stuff. You don't want to be in trouble with the government. Well, you want somebody who's gone to school and learned the most laws and, by the way, has kept up with what the administration is doing and what may be changing next year so you could plan appropriately, right? So you want people who are smart, articulate, and sort of keep track of what's going on in the world. So if I go to somebody who is going to serve me, I want them to tell me how they could solve my problem, right? What methodology do they use? And I also want to know what their competitors do and why they may be better than competitors, and in cases why their competitors may be better than them. I want people who are just honest. And when I hear that honesty and I hear that straightforwardness and I hear somebody tell me, "This is the best solution for you because," and I'm like, "Oh, I trust you because you're not always saying you're right, right? Uh-huh. You're You're being vulnerable, and you're learning, and you're articulate, and you're being authentic in who you are as a human. And so by sharing 80% of the content you're sharing being somebody else's, it means it's just showing that you're smart and you're taking a look at other things that are out there, and you recognize that other people have good opinions as well. You're not the only one in the world. And it's the type of person I'd rather hang out with than a know-it-all.
Right. I got you there. By the way, let me stop and say, I've got some comments here that people are saying that they're really just saying, is this going to be available for download? When? Because they want to go back and listen already over. Already. But if you want to call in and talk to Mitchell, the number is 646-716-9922. And that's 646-716-9922. Blog Talk Radio assures me that it's a toll-free call in the continental U.S. Now, or some people do this too, Mitchell. If you can't make a phone call, maybe your phone's not working, your baby's asleep, or you're at the day job, you can always just message it to me on Jennifer Mott at Perry on Facebook or Madam Perry Salon on Facebook. You can just send me a little message that way and I'll catch it. And because, you know, Mitchell, everybody can't get away to make a phone call, and I want to make it easy while I've got you here. And so, yeah.
We'll share with people. We'll share with people how to reach out to me afterwards if they have questions. But yeah, no, if you have a question, ask it here, because I'm sure other people have that same question.
Okay. Now, all right. And I think you've gone over this already, but if you could do it just one more time. This is for my friend Michael, and he's in California here. And he said, okay, how can you ghostwrite the book? Well, you've already explained, you know, somebody would talk to us for maybe about 2 hours, really get what's out of our head. Michael wants you just to explain how that works.
I know, Michael. It's one of those things. I hear you. Until you see it, it is voodoo. No, I'm just kidding. It's fun what it is. And it's one of those things that until you see it or experience it, it's hard. But I'll give you an example right now. And what I'll say to you is, when you talk to somebody like we're talking, Madam Perry and I are talking right now, when you talk to somebody like that in an interactive session, we generally give 4 or 5 aha messages every 5 minutes, right? And by the way, I just gave you one. When you have an interactive conversation with somebody, you're generally giving 4 to 5 aha messages every 5 minutes. So like an aha message a minute. I mean, if you're really listening to it, that actually happens. And so if I have a 2-hour conversation with somebody and we're focused specifically on their customer and their customers and how they solve their customer's point of pain and what are the objections the customers have and some of the things that the customers talk about, they're actually really coming up with those aha messages, those small, compelling points of view that are really the things that how we interact today. So let me give you a couple of examples. I promise I'd share.
Okay.
So I did a TED Talk at the end of 2017, and I actually wrote a book to help market the TED Talk. And the TED Talk in a book is called Being Seen and Being Heard as a Thought Leader. So what I want to do is I'm going to read aha number 4. So this book has 140 bite-sized quotes and 7 blog posts. I'm going to read aha number 4. Turns out for this book, I actually interviewed 4 other thought leaders because I wanted to, you know, that 80-20 rule you talked about. I wanted 80% of the content to come from other people. So this particular quote, aha 4, is from Robert Clancy. Robert has 500,000 followers on Facebook. And here's what he says. Aha number 4 says, good thought leaders are at the top of the mountain. Great thought leaders are at the bottom of the mountain helping others climb up.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
Right. Think about that. That was like 5 seconds, right?
Yeah.
If you actually internalize it and you say to yourself, well, am I a thought leader? Okay, am I a good thought leader or am I a great thought leader? Am I helping people climb the mountain? What am I doing tomorrow to help people climb up the mountain? What are my processes and procedures doing in place? Am I trying to scream from the top or talk from the bottom. And, you know, if a 5-second statement can do all of that, you're like, oh, and I've got 139 other of them in the book. You're like, oh, this guy must be an expert at what they do. Let me share one more.
Mm-hmm.
We did a book that we just released last week. It became a number one bestseller on Amazon in its category. And it was really powerful. One of the things that we did, it's for the group called the C-Suite Network. There were 50,000 C-Suite executives, C being the chief executive, chief finance, chief marketing, chief revenue, or chief sales. And so the 50,000 group has 200 people called C-Suite Network Advisors. So in this case, instead of doing the two-hour interview, I created a Google form with four questions, sent out the four questions to the 200 network advisors, and 40 of them responded. So it's a book called C-Suite Executive's Guide to Success. You could see that one or my book on Amazon. And what I want to do is read aha number 9. Aha number 9 is from Dr. Rachel M.K. Headley. She runs a firm that's helping companies figure out how best to do culture. And number 9 is so simple. Here's what it says. So this is from the book C-Suite Executive's Guide to Success. Aha number 9 says, you own your story. Take control of your own narrative. So it's another one of those things. So do you say to yourself, okay, am I on a consistent level taking control of my own narrative? Have I actually told my story, or have I let other people tell it for me? If other people are telling my story or the story of people in my industry, should I change it? So this conversation, this episode, to me, is focused on, for me, I need to tell my own story. I need to get my brand out there. I need to let people understand that if, Michael, if you actually have a book that has 140 bite-sized quotes, your prospect only needs to read 2 or 3 of them to be convinced that you're an expert at what you do. And part of what I haven't talked about, in this interview yet, is that the platform called Aha That, so that's AHATHAT.com, we currently have a little over 750,000 users. And those users have access to 47,000 aha messages, just like the two that I read. So, and it's free to use, free to share. So if you want to find content to share on social media, you could create your own. So let's say of 100 messages you send, you should create 20 of them. The other 80, go to ahathat.com and share them for free.
Wow. Now, somebody would say, oh, wait a minute, that just sounds too generous. Or does it make me sound lazy or something if I do it that way? Am I just lazy and using somebody else's?
I have to think about that.
Well, while you think about it, let me say this. If you're listening to this book on Amazon, C-Suite Executive's Guide to Success, Powerful Tips from C-Suite Network Advisors to Become a More Effective C-Suite Executive. And right now on Amazon today, and this is just today, of course, it's Kindle edition. You can get it if you're doing the Kindle Unlimited. You can get that for free. But it's 99 cents to buy the Kindle edition for today, December 10th. But you can get the paperback for only $20.87. But if you get the Kindle, you've also got it in your hand, you know, on your portable devices with you everywhere. So if you're got a few minutes in between something, or just before a meeting, or just before you're going on a podcast or getting on a plane or something, you can always just kind of, because I like having things handy like this, Mitchell. You can always just kind of pull it up, the C-Suite Executive's Guide to Success on your phone or a little iPad, and just grab a few ahas right there.
There you go. And to answer your question on lazy has a negative connotation to it, right? So I don't want to use the word lazy, but let's not do the but. Let's not use the word lazy. What happens if there's a book? Let's say you're in this business, you help C-suite executives be successful. Well, on Aha That, we actually have the ability for you to automatically share the 140 quotes on automatically. It's called the it's a AHA Blaster. So you can pay for a key to the AHA Blaster, or you could use the freemium version where we actually put ads in there. And you could actually set it up so that two AHA messages tweet a day for as many days as it takes, for 70 days until you're done. And would I call that lazy? No, I probably would call that smart. Now,
okay.
Lazy might mean that you haven't read the book ahead of time, right? That you just assumed that the content was valuable. That might be lazy, but a good curator is somebody who does just enough research to know that this is the content that might resonate with their audience. And whether or not you manually go out and share it, or if you have it automatically shared by others. Matter of fact, one of the services we're gonna release fairly soon is we'll just automatically share content from AHA Van on Twitter. And if you want to pay for a service, we'll curate the content and automatically share it for you. So I think that'll be a – oh, I have one more thing to share. Sorry,
well,
you reminded me.
Bring it on. Bring it on, Mitchell.
So it's a new service started about 2 months ago. It's called AHA That Radio. So if you go to AHA That, AHATHAT radio.com, those authors who have, and we're just at the beginning, those authors who have read their AHA books, they play there continuously 24 hours a day. So if you want AHA messages 24 hours a day, go to ahathatradio.com and be inspired.
Now that is sweet. That is great. ahathatradio.com. And by the way, you know, I'm going to be sharing all of Mitchell Levy's social media information, or how to contact the website, everything on all of my social media, not only for Madam Perry Salon, but also for mine, Jennifer Perry. I will be sharing all of this so that all you have to know is that I love you and I want you to have all this information as quickly as you can. So ahathatradio.com. And if I could just say again, I know you didn't ask me to, so I hope you don't mind, but if you do go to amazon.com, there are a lot of great deals on the books that Mitchell Levy has out, and great titles and some great sales right now. And it's anything from saying thank you in 140 languages. I think that's valuable. 140 reasons email marketing is not dead. And here's a title I like: Millennial Thought Leaders Are Authentic.
Yeah, we've had fun. I mean, isn't that what life's supposed to be, fun? And at the end of
the
day.
Yes, and you know what?
Yeah.
I was one of those people that used to, for a while, was thinking, it was with people, they don't know anything, they don't know this, they don't know that. And when I took the time to stop and listen, I thought I was the one that didn't know anything, because I am learning so much from millennials. And it's, you know, if you're like me, you always want to be in a state of learning something new or doing something new. And it's been a lot of fun. So,
that's great.
Now you've got, let's see, one more point, and I know I've kept you, I know I've only got a couple of minutes with you, and I don't want to hog all your night, but there's one thing.
Oh, I have another Blog Talk Radio coming up.
In
an hour, so I'm okay.
All right. Well, I'll make this quick because I don't want to wear you out, but I think I'm going to have you back. There were a couple of things, so I can only pick one of these. How you can do social media. What is a social media enabled ebook? A social media enabled ebook. I know it's probably a whole topic, but if you can just give me a quick answer now, and then I'll.
Oh, sure. So
are you going to come back? Or do you want to come back and tell us about it?
I'm happy to do that too. But I'll give you an example. If you typed in a URL, aha.pub, and then after that put in the word thank you, you would get brought to the AHA book, which is basically thank you in 140 languages. Or if you typed in aha.pub/thought leadership, you'll get brought to my book, Being Seen and Being Heard as a Thought Leader. And there you'll have the opportunity to look at all 140 AHA messages. And underneath each message is a button, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+. So now you can, if you see a message you like, you can just click on the button and automatically share or quickly share that content on the platform that you typically interact on.
I see it now. This is fantastic. Guys, you couldn't make it any easier for us, any more user-friendly, as I used to say. And I am just, I'm energized now. I'm really enjoying this. So don't forget, I'm going to be sharing all the information. Mitchell's got to go and take care of his pipes for the next interview. But this is just...
Jennifer, I like your energy.
I could talk to you every day. So I will make sure that I will be sharing all of this information on all of my social media, again, as I told you, or you can always ask me if you missed something. You can always download this at no cost. And it's just been great. Also, my friend Will, who is he's in Atlanta too. Will says I will be definitely checking out the website, the book, and the ahathatradio.com. Thank you, Will. I appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And just a minute. Oh, okay. And also my friend Marilyn lives in Maryland, and she has her own business. She is a she does a lot of videos where her business is cosmetics and skincare. She does a lot of videos where she shows people things. And she says, I was so surprised that when I'm off for a day or two and don't make one, people say, are you okay? You didn't do a video this week. You know, and I said, see, that's because you're their leader. You show them, you know, and they trust you. So Marilyn said, yeah, thanks for the information. I'll be checking out the site. This has been a lot of fun. So, and thank you, Marilyn. Mitchell and I both thank you. So,
absolutely. Marilyn from Maryland and Will from Williamsburg, Virginia. Gotcha. Okay. And Michael's from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, right? Is that where it's from? Yeah.
That's right. And just send that to Box 19, Radio City. So, no, not really. So, anyway, thank you so very much. And I don't know about you, but this has just flown by for me. I was looking forward to this so much, and then it's just like it's like Christmas Day. It's already over. So thank you.
Well, it comes around every year, so we can fix that. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, so remember, the AHA guy, Mitchell Levy, he is I couldn't say more. We've already told you what you need, and you can go to the website, the ahathat.com. And again, I'll be sharing all of his social media. So for everybody that's saying, is it going to be? Yes. You know, I'll share it all with you. And Mitchell, this is where we go off. Go out.
Take care, everybody.
Mother Goose.